This exploration of recognizing awareness, being aware of awareness. For me, it was a kind of, it was a process of beginning to recognize, oh, this, yes, I am aware, this is awareness. And then at a certain point, there was a more clear kind of, oh, yes, this is being aware of awareness. And the experience was the first really clear time. There was the awareness and the experience, and there was awareness of both. It was a pretty cool experience, and I spent the rest of the day trying to create it, trying to find it again. That gave me a really big headache. And so that's just a little bit of a warning. You know, as we start to recognize the experience, it's like, oh, this is it. I figured it out. And then we can go looking for it. And so just notice that if there's that tendency. When I talked to Sayadaw about this, you know, trying to find or step back into the awareness, like instead of just like, am I aware, and then recognizing that experience, it was like, am I aware, and then trying to turn around and look at it and you know, figure it out, and that I think is not so helpful. So it's just some patience with this. And so one thing that Sayadaw suggested for me was that I just noticed, you know, awareness has this capacity to know the awareness, to know that we are aware, and also to know the experience that awareness is receiving. It's got the capacity to do that, to do both. And what Sayadaw suggested is just notice when awareness is more attuned to the experience, and when it's more attuned to the awareness itself. So that kind of shift, and then being curious about, you know, something about that shift. When does awareness attune more to the experience? When does awareness kind of attune to the awareness itself? And yet, you know, it is, I think, it, you know, talking about this, pointing to the fact that we can know that we are aware, is one of the conditions that helps us to begin to recognize it. We do need to talk about it. I think it's something I wouldn't really have highlighted in my own experience unless I had started meditating and being curious about the mind in this way. So just noticing that difference, aware of awareness, aware of experience, and you know, when the awareness also can, in being aware of awareness, also know the experience. So another kind of maybe caution from my own experience, or just something to be aware of. I don't know if it needs to be a caution, but in the first few times that we begin to get a clear sense of what it means to be aware of awareness, we can have the kind of the startle of like, oh, that's what it means to be aware of awareness. So there's a kind of the mind kind of locks into that, creates a concept of it. Oh, that's what it is. So it perceives it, and it creates a kind of concept that this is that experience. And then again, it's looking for a particular experience. It's looking for experience that matches that concept. And there are many ways that it feels different ways that it can feel to be aware of awareness. And so if we orient towards one particular flavor of that, then we may, because we're kind of the way our mind and our exploring experience is through that concept, we may miss other flavors of being aware of awareness. And so that's just something to not like orient towards a particular experience. Your mind is there can be an awareness in this moment. How is that awareness aware right now? Are you aware? And what is that experience? Not trying to overlay, oh, is this experience that one that I had before? Well, it's its own experience now. So what's that? What's this experience of being aware? Another kind of piece to open to, or not get caught by or confused by, is that it's kind of like, and again, there's not a lot of really good language for this, but it can kind of feel like, and again, this is, so I'm going to speak from the feeling of it. I don't know what's going on actually, but it can feel like awareness takes the shape of the experience. And so a particular sound that arises quickly and has a quick spike and then a quick drop off. The awareness of that can feel pretty precise. It feels like it takes that shape, or the awareness of a particular sensation in the body, the pressure of your hips against the chair or cushion. It can feel like the awareness takes that shape. The clarity also of that may feel like it's the awareness. So, you know, it's like that sometimes we can be pretty clearly aware of a sensation of pressure. It's like, yep, that, know that experience. And so there can be a kind of a clarity to the awareness of a sound coming and going, the awareness of a body sensation there, and the kind, even if it changes or fluctuates, there can be a kind of a clarity to that. And then there's also, for instance, the experience of sleepiness. And the experience of sleepiness is diffuse. It's not got that precise shape of a sound coming and going or a body sensation. It's more of a, well, it's a state of mind, and it's you can't really point to, oh, that's where it feels, that's where the sleepiness is. It's a diffuse, it's a state in the mind, and it's got a diffuse quality. And so the awareness of that can also be very diffuse. Sometimes it might seem like if the object is vague or diffuse or fuzzy, we might confuse in a way the awareness with the object. So if the mind is spacey, for instance, or sleepy or dull, the quality of the object might have a fuzzy quality to it, and then we might attribute that fuzziness to the awareness. And so just kind of you know, if there is an awareness of an object such as of a diffuse object like that, of sleepiness or something like that, you might just be curious about maybe checking in. It's like, oh, there's the sleepiness. This is the quality of the sleepiness, the fuzziness, the cotton-like feeling, the sense that other sense objects are really remote. There's that, the quality of the experience. And then, how about the knowing of it? The awareness of that. Is that actually fuzzy? Is the knowing of that fuzziness fuzzy? The mind that is aware of sleepiness is not sleepy. And so, you know, again, it's kind of like teasing apart the difference between the object and the awareness of it. And sometimes with the states of mind, the state, especially with these very diffuse states of mind, the state can be kind of confused or conflated with the quality of the awareness, with the knowing itself. So another kind of way into this exploration is in checking the attitude. Because checking the attitude is kind of pointing back to the quality of the mind that is knowing, or the, you know, how, what the mind is looking through. And yet the seeing of the attitude then shifts that attitude from being what we're looking through to something that's being known, from the filter through which we're seeing to just being an experience that's being known. And as we kind of can check the attitude and allow attitudes to be known as experience rather than the awareness itself, we begin to kind of get the sense of what it's like to be aware. The awareness of sleepiness, the awareness of aversiveness, the awareness of calm, the awareness of peace or joy. And that there's the quality of the state and then the quality of the knowing, of the awareness.